it comes alive. Gotta make you mine. Girl, you're so divine.
Alright, well, that is definitely a bopper. I'm gonna have to cut it short. I think that was called Monique, You Freak or something. Crazy, crazy title, but hey, I didn't name it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. First of all, I'm exhausted. I got probably like an hour of sleep last night. I think in my youth, I used to be one of those people that would like flex how little sleep they could function on, you know. Now I'm wizened and old, and I get it, how like important sleep is, and so it's not something I'm proud of. I was trying very hard. I was just like very antsy last night. Don't really know why. And then I've also been taking classes at work instead of like my normal job, and it's in quantum computing, which is like definitely some buzzwords that makes it sound more complicated than it is, but I do want to give credit where it's due and say like it is still pretty complicated. And so I've been having like 8-hour days of like lectures on that back to back to back, and you just crammed like the whole college course into like 3 days, which I know is kind of like an arbitrary measure, because like some college courses are like really easy and other ones are like the reason why most people go to therapy. Okay, sorry. But wow, I'm taking forever to log in because this computer does not want to use all of its, I don't know, probably like 8 cores. I got it for like $200 at Best Buy, which should be enough for like a decent enough computer, but here we are. We live in a new age. McChicken went from like 89 cents to like $4 in my lifetime, and it's only going up from there. Gotta love it. And they wonder why we fear for the future, right? Okay, I'm gonna get off of this depressing tangent. I think I finally got attached to the internet. Interesting way to put that, but here we are. And if I, maybe I should connect the aux. That would be a really good thing to do as well. See, I'm really like firing on all cylinders right now. I promise I'm capable of doing a radio show and quantum computing. One of these is easier than the other. I'll let you try and decide which is which. Let's play Bad by Cheyenne Gills and Alert. I played an Alert track last show. My dad didn't really like it, probably because it repeated a curse word kind of as like part of the beat to keep the groove. He's not a really big fan of curse words, at least in like media and stuff, so I don't know, but I thought it was still pretty good. This one I don't think has that and still has a really nice groove, the kind of more house vibe that, or more like clubby house vibe that Alert is pushing slash like really into. I think that this is more representative of Alert's music. Wow, my voice just totally gave out in that like half second. Did anyone hear that? It sounded, oh my, almost hollow. Crazy. Okay, here is Bad by Alert and Cheyenne Gills. Ooh, when you smile, I feel you fight against me. Good, baby, what's your type? What do you like? Do you like that? Ooh, I can look it up for you. I can be a bad bitch for you. I can be a slut for you. I can get a twist in my. Also, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 or WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay, got it in before 5 minutes.
sick for ya. If we get a wasted morning.
I'm just gonna say it right at the beginning of the show. Killer track. It's been in the queue for the show for about a month now. 2 months. 2 months. June 7th. Wow, almost 2 months exactly. So sorry that it took that long. I think it's a heater. I really like it a lot. Go check out Alert's other stuff as well if that's kind of your style. He's very big into the house, especially kind of more like clubby house music stuff. So go check that out. Okay, I want to feature one of the tracks from Evangia's new album that's going to drop at midnight tonight. That's really exciting. She's been teasing it for a while now. It's called Stamina, and really cool, like, I don't know, concept for an album, I guess. She wants it to be music that she can use in her cycling classes, basically. So, kind of the cycling classes that she coaches, she's also going to have like her own soundtrack for, which is kind of exciting. I don't know, that's kind of fun. But this track is only a minute long, so I'm probably just gonna go right into the next track, which I don't know what we'll play. We'll see. But I really like this one. I really like the beat in the background. You can tell that it was very much mastered by Memba. Like, the whole album is mastered by Memba. But Evangia is married to one of the members of Memba, and they really like work together on their music both directions. Like, Evangia also masters a lot of Memba's work, and it's some really good stuff. Like, it really goes back to some of the older Memba like vibe. I think like they have a remix of a track by Elenium with Bipolar Sunshine. It's called Gorgeous. That's it. They have a remix of Gorgeous, and like, as well as like when Memba was first kind of entering the scene, they had this really cool like dark trap vibe going on, and this like beat features I think a lot of elements of that, and I really like the kind of, I don't know, the allusion to that older style of music that they used to do. So we'll play that, and then we'll probably go right into something else, and then I'll be right back with you. I'll try and wake up a little bit more. I want to get excited, because like, we got to talk about the Porter stuff. It's been too long, and by that I mean like a week, 2 weeks, but we really do got to talk about it. Some of the songs are so good. So I'm gonna try and zone in, lock in real quick, but for now, here is Anxiety Kills by Evangia off of her album Stamina, which will be dropping tonight. Then we'll probably go into, I don't know, maybe some Elohim, maybe some Reach. Let's see.
Stop. I got so much on my mind, I don't wanna feel it. Guess I tell my therapist, so maybe she can heal me. Real gut anxiety, addicted to the feed, baby. When I feel the jealousy, I know I gotta hold up. Wait, breathe, take a step back. Let's take all my self-worth, put it to the test. Affirmations on the treadmill, girl, I'm out of breath. You say I got it together, girl, you seem impressed. But let me tell you, even bad bitches get stressed. When you hold me, I feel like I'm falling better. And when you grab me, I will wear the sky later. When you hold me, yeah, I snap right back, trendsetter. Yeah, boy, you're so good for me, so good for me. Come kill my anxiety. Uh-huh.
That track a lot. I love how low the bass is in that one. It's just such a nice like ambience in the background, like a really nice low grimy dub. Love it. Very nice. Maybe we can cut into something also that has this gets pretty low, doesn't it? It gets pretty low, I think. Alley Cat and Levity did a collab. That's a really fun one, honestly. Like, that's a really cool combination of styles right now. And also, like, Alley Cat has been really dropping some really fun stuff recently. I've really been liking it, at least. I hope y'all would like this one too. There's a nice little pre-drop as well, where they go, you are about to experience, and it goes Alley Cat and Levity, both of their like call tags or like producer tags or whatever you want to call them. I'm a big fan of that. I love when songs kind of like call their shot or whatever. Like, I basically bought tickets to go see, or for a festival in Boston, my first festival, it was Breakaway, to go see Grizz, because I really 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 wanted to see Ecstasy of Soul live. The pre-drop is just crazy, where they go, what is something that people are not ready to hear, and it just says Grizz and Zed's dead, and everyone just loses it. It's so fun. And I think it's just fun when an artist kind of like knows that they're cool and just throws that in front of it. Like, Charlie did it a lot in her Brat album, and that's kind of a big reason why people are resonating with it. But this is like a little bit more low key, you know. It's not really like, oh, look at me, I'm super, super cool. It's just like, this is my stuff. I'm going to sign it. I'm going to put my name on it and turn it in. And I like that a lot. So this one is for you. It's called One For You by Alley Cat and Levity. Pretty good. I like that one a lot. I love how like texturized those respaces are in the drops and like some of the builds too. Super, super good. Love it. Let's go into another kind of shorter one here, but really good energy and an anticipated release for a while. Turn Me Up by Tsoki. This came out about 3 weeks ago. So maybe anticipated is antiquated now. Wow, that was anticipated is antiquated is like a crazy album concept. Holy cow, or something, you know, antiquated anticipation or something like you get it. It's like that nostalgic vibe or something. I don't know. I never had a Tumblr. I'm just trying to have my moment. But this is Turn Me Up by Tsoki. Kind of a fun teaser, I guess, or a trailer for when he was going to drop it was he chained a bunch of videos together of there's this little part right before the drop that has like a repeated sound, I guess. It just kind of plays the same sound over and over and over again. And he just chained all of his sets together when he was playing this song for that part. So you just hear it for like a while. It's like revving and then it gets into the drop. It doesn't sound like good or anything, but it's fun to see all the videos like cut and him doing like different things for his sets at that time and stuff. But it's a pretty good one and very much in the like classic Tsoki style. So like when I say Tsoki, if you're a long time listener of him, this will be within the wheelhouse. You'll expect a lot of this style, I think, but it's still a very, very good track. I might have even played it on the show before, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, but I forgot to remove it from the playlist, so whatever. I did not. Okay. Killer track. I said it again. I love that second drop, how hard style it is. It's very, very fun. And love that pre-drop sample that I was talking about, that like very revy, like voo 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 voo. Very good. I don't have the same like intonation and like beautiful replication of the synth noises as Harrison does. He really just goes for it. Maybe I would if I had more energy. Right now I feel like it would sound very bad. So we are not going to do that, but we can play more music because Isonock, aka IsoXO and Nock 2, have released another album together called Forever. This is probably in reference to their Isonock Forever tour, which is the one that they were on prior to the release of this album, I think, maybe. Anyway, Iso and Nock 2 have both been making music for like a while, but very much kind of exploded in the scene at the same time. And have been friends for a very long time, and they make some different music for sure, like different styles of music. I think like Nock 2 is a little bit more housey or boom bappy, a little bit more like mixing, like on the decks, a little bit more like punk, you know, or not punk, maybe more like I don't really know how to describe it. I would say Iso is a little bit more punky. It's a little bit more like screechy and like trap and stuff like that. But they do love to collab together a lot, and they have done so much that they have kind of adopted the pseudonym Isonock. Pseudonym? Did I use that name correct or that word correctly? Who knows? But this album's really good. I just gave it like my first full listen today, finally. I haven't had a good chance to like sit down and really commit to it, which is what I really like to do for like anticipated music, I suppose. But one thing that was really fun was, like, I went to a concert on Friday, and it was a Seven Lions, like, throwback set, I guess, but the openers played a lot of tracks from this album, so it was, like, as it started to play, I could tell it was Iso, or I could tell it was Nock 2, but I couldn't, like, I didn't know what the track was, and that was really exciting for me, honestly, because like, I do know a lot of the tracks, I feel like, at these shows at this point, so I've been IDing a lot of them, like, as they're coming up, and that's really fun for me, too, trying to, like, guess what they're gonna mix it into, or, like, which elements of what songs they're taking from what, but I do think sometimes I'm in the concert, I just, like, get a little bit too analytical, you know, I'm, like, thinking about these mixes, and, like, you know, getting inspired and stuff like that. And yeah, there were some moments in the concert where like some of these drops hit and I was just like, what in the world is this? And just like bass facing super hard to like whoever in the crowd, you know. I ran into someone that I like met at the RL Grime concert, and coincidentally I was going to go to this concert with another person that I met at the RL Grime concert. The three of us were kind of just in line together and it took forever, so we were just chatting. And kept in touch, and he couldn't make it because he had to dog sit like the most adorable dog in the world. If you want the dog pic, like let me know, I will send it to you. But was very, very good time. Got to bring a girl I've been seeing recently, and she had a really good time too. It also like went into midnight, into her birthday, like at the concert, so that was like kind of fun. And it seemed like she had a really good time, which is exciting because I know my music is not everyone's taste, but that was really good. But anyway, kind of going on a tangent here, what I'm trying to say is these tracks really surprised me at some points because it's like out of the wheelhouse, I would say, for both Nock 2, or like out of their usual comfort zone for Nock 2 and Iso, but they still just went for it. So I'm going to play the first track of the album right into the second one because they blend into each other pretty well. I would say the first one is very much, it seems like it's produced very much by like Iso, or at least very much led by Iso creatively, and has a very interesting kind of out of style for both of them second drop. And then the second track is just crazy. It's called Trouble. I think this is very much more of a Nock 2 track. Comes in, it's a little bit more boom bappy and at the decks, like record scratching stuff, you know. I don't think this one has any record scratching in it, but like those kind of vibes, you get it, maybe you don't, whatever. But it's called Trouble, and it just basically says pump the treble like all the time, or bump the treble like the whole song, but it is so good. So here is Thrash, parentheses, Party Starter, Into Trouble by ISONOX, ISOXO / NOX 2, off of their album Forever. Opening with the Kids Gone Mad like motif. Oh, so good. This was like right at the drop. I apologize, but I have to go back and listen to it. Like, I want to hear it in the studio, like super, super loud. And there's a little bit of a scheduling like issue. I totally missed an email where someone asked if the show was open, and I didn't respond to it and say like, this is my show, please no. So they're going to come back at 11. Very sorry. They were very polite about it. But I really want to hear this track, like full volume, just lose my mind to it. And while I've already ruined the smooth transition from one track to the other, I have to say, pay attention to the cowbell in this track. That 808 cowbell is used very much in like those funk house tracks. I'm Noctu, I believe he like split the like reverb or like the tail end of the sound and is playing, he's like starting with that. So you get a lot of this more like transient sound at the start, and then you get a really clipped like beginning hit of the cowbell hit. It sounds so good. It's so, so good. Okay. Sorry, I'm done like going absolutely feral over this song. Here goes Trouble again. Make it double, question mark. Isonok, here we go.
Different tone.
Yeah. Welcome to Trouble!
Card is so good. I love it. So chimey. Really good. Okay, thank you for letting me start that over again. As if you had a choice, honestly. Okay. But I want to play one more track from this album before we move on, and then maybe we'll do PSA and get into Porter, because God knows I'm going to yap about Porter. So here is Blind by Isonok, and Araya and Surback. I don't know either of these artists, but I believe they're the two vocalists in the track. And I really liked this one. I think there's a part at around like two and a half minutes. It's just like such an explosion of like sound. It's a really nice swell in the track. Really, really good. And I think it complements a lot of the like energy and tone of the lyrics at the time too. So pay attention to that. Here is Blind by ISOXO and Noctu.
Wanna go there, it all for you. I know it's unfair. You can see it too.
Track. I like it a lot. I think I've probably said that for the last three tracks, but it's true. They're all good tracks, and I like them a lot. Opening the PSA folder, let's do one from the back this time. I have an organ donation. That's crazy. Let's do that one. Oh, wow, it's kind of long. It's been a minute since I've read anything. Quantum computing doesn't do anything with that. Organ donation PSA. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. Okay. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency, locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Sorry for that brief okay in the middle of the PSA. It's got like a bunch of scribblings all over it, and I was like getting so distracted. But it's about 10:40. That gives us 20 minutes. We can talk about Porter for 20 minutes, can't we? Can't we, folks? I'm not gonna say it like that. That sounds weird. But Smile dropped, finally. It's a really good album. I love it a lot. It is Porter Robinson's most recent album. He very much has changed styles from album to album. And he has also some other projects that he works on that are like completely different from his usual stuff too. But I really like this one. It went into a little bit of a pop slash bedroom pop kind of direction. And it's very nice. I love it. It's like a bit of a love letter to his audience, honestly. Like, I think like Worlds was very much just him entering the electronic music scene and trying to do something new and being like, hey, I'm Porter. And then Nurture was very much the return, like the big, long-awaited return. It was like 7 years since Worlds. And it was very much about like an introspective album, and very like personal. And then Smile is a little bit more bombastic and kind of absurd and abstract and very much like directed at the audience more than at like Porter himself. And some of the tunes, just like he's openly admitted, are like kind of just for fun. Like there's one called Perfect Pinterest Garden, where the perspective is kind of switching around a lot, and like it's basically a bunch of like one-liners, I guess. But it is a very good track. I like it. I really like Year of the Cup as well. It features a interview of, I believe it's Lil Wayne, right? Let me make sure real quick. Before I absolutely like, yeah, Lil Wayne. It's an interview of Lil Wayne when he was kind of being put on blast for his tendencies to be a bit of a drinker. And he was basically defending himself, saying like, look, if alcohol like makes people react and it reacts in different ways, then like, if I'm not hurting anyone and like, maybe I'm hurting myself with my health or something, but like, while I've been doing this, I've been able to feel much better and I've been able to improve my art and my form and just like improve my confidence. Like, I know that it doesn't work for everyone like that. I might be in a weird place, or maybe this is just a temporary thing, but maybe it's okay. And that song kind of explores how sometimes in your like addiction is bad for sure. But sometimes like a liquid courage can lead to like a really good moment, or like just a little bit of, you know, human dependency on chemical substances and stuff, like, not great permanently, mark my words, but that is not really the message. It's more of like, sometimes like if it works, if it does something to you that makes you like able to explore your art or your form better, then like maybe don't feel so chastised for it. And I think his, like, he makes an allusion that he is like basically only married today because he got like liquid courage and like reached out to her and was like, okay, like I like you a lot or whatever. Wow, can you tell I'm a romantic? But very good track, I like that one. And then one I want to play on air right now is Kitsune Maison Freestyle. This is a really cool track. It was a single. It was the last single before the album dropped, so a week before the album released. And right before it released, he did a like fan meetup in LA where you could line up at a Maison Kitsune shop, which is a fashion brand, if you didn't know. And he would let you into the shop. They basically reserved it out. And then they would let you into the shop one person at a time. You couldn't say anything. He wouldn't say anything to you. It was recorded. And it was playing this song in the background, Kitsune Maison Freestyle. And he would kind of check your outfit, like fit check you, and then give you some of his clothes that he's like worn on set or like on tour or whatever, like in photo shoots or whatever, which is like super cool. And he would give you a little business card that says like, this was handpicked for me by Porter Robinson as like promotional for Smile or whatever. And the videos are like super cool, and all the people like who got stuff are like really pleased with what they got. They feel like it very much matches their style, which is really cool. Like, I don't know, some like that he also is good at matching clothes. I don't know, I'm abysmal at it. I still can't plan an outfit for my life. Ask anyone who's ever seen me. But very, very good track. And I don't, this track really made me like my teeth a lot more, which is like a weird thing to say out of context, but when you hear it, you'll know why, I suppose. But I've always really not been a big fan of my smile and like my teeth, and this has changed my perspective on it just a little bit, just a little. We'll see if that evolves into more confidence later. But for that, I'm very, very grateful. It's a very good song. And I think the common reaction to this song is like, okay, I get it. It is very nice. And then it gets into the chorus and you're like, okay, wow. Like, now I get this song. And that was what I heard in like a listening party. Porter did a listening party where everyone listened to the album, like kind of live stream, I guess. And then he could play and pause it and just talk about it, kind of commentary for a movie, you know, or whatever, but it was for an album. And he was saying, like, how many people in the chat right now, when they first heard this, were like, eh, I don't know. And then when it got to the chorus, were like, okay, no, I totally get it. And pretty much everyone was like, yeah. And the chorus hook is just so, so good. So, like, bear with it for a little bit when it starts and get to that chorus. It's really, really good. Then after that, if I have time, I want to play Easier to Love You and Mona Lisa, but oof, I think it's going to get close. We might just play Kitsune Maison Freestyle and then Easier to Love You. Then we'll do Mona Lisa another time, maybe. But, you know what, let's just do Kitsune Maison Freestyle for now, and then we'll see how long my yapping takes for the other songs. How's that sound? Here it comes. Kitsune Maison Freestyle was going to be named Kitsune Maison Country Freestyle as kind of an allusion to the fact that when you're like, what do you listen to? And almost everyone is like, everything but rap, or everything but country, or everything but country and rap. And this song kind of has like a lot of influences from both. The guitar is very country, like guitar chords and stuff. And he is doing like a little bit of a fun freestyle, you know, like, I want to make a track with your mom and stuff like that. Like, he's just goofing off. It's very fun, but here it is. So good.
That's gonna be it. stupid.
Trying not to feel, trying to look good, trying not to feel bad.
Great track, so good. It's very emblematic of, I think, like the theme that Porter was going for in this album. Like, part of it is very abstract and like absurd, you know, like just him repeating Kitsune Maison and like saying stuff like, what is it? I'm going to do a track with your mother because she wants to see me on the track. Yeah, I'm going to spend my money, get it all back. I'm an ugly pretty boy on the cover, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. But also is very much kind of like it has the like basically just interview segment where it's very, I don't know, like vulnerable or whatever. No, I feel like I'm a pretty vulnerable person. But in any case, vulnerable. Just talking about like chasing comfort and how difficult it can be to kind of always be like wanting one more thing or thinking you need one more fix. I think like I had a very big like collapse, I think, this year post like graduation in college. Was like I got to my job and like financial stability and was in therapy and everything, and I still just like didn't feel better, and like it felt like everything was kind of going to how I had dreamed slash planned like from 14 or onward, and I was still just feeling very like hollow and very like gross, like often, not all the time, but more often than I would have expected. And this song is very like attacking, like getting at that principle of like just kind of looking for that one more thing, like, okay, maybe this one thing is haunting me, like is following me around. Maybe I just need like something as simple as a haircut or a new outfit, or I need to fix my appearance, or I need to get a new job, or I need this or that. And like so many people are going for like a master's just to like kind of stay in school because they don't really know what they're looking for, but they know that a master's is like technically improvement, and then they go for that. And like, no shame if you have a good direction and that's why you're going for your master's, but don't just do it because you can. But whatever. I think like this is really, I don't know, a difficult feeling to carry around all the time, but he does a very good job describing it in this song, and also kind of navigating that feeling of trying to escape it, that repeated chorus line of trying to look good, trying not to feel bad. Very straightforward perhaps, but he pointed special attention to the way that he looped it towards the end of just trying to feel good, trying not to feel, and then it ends and it doesn't say trying not to feel bad, it just says trying not to feel, trying not to feel, over and over again. And I think that is very much more in tune with what like Porter has described, like sadness or this inability to, it's like not really a overwhelming sadness as much as it is like a frustration at an inability to feel happiness. And I think that's a really like tight way of capturing that in this song. Yeah, Kitsune Maison freestyle. Apparently I've got lots of stuff to say about it. There's only 4 minutes left, so I will not be able to play like both tracks, but I think I'm gonna play Is There Really No Happiness instead. And then another week, we can play Easier to Love You and Mona Lisa, because I think those two are my favorites from the album, at least from the new releases on the album. I don't know, Russian Roulette is so, so good, too. But it's so good. It's such a good album. Basically, I'm just a big Porter simp. But Is There Really No Happiness is really good. It's very Porter-esque in quality. It's all about nostalgia, and if you've listened to Porter or heard of Porter or been in the Porter sphere for a while, he's very into this idea of nostalgia and like grief but with like happiness at the same time, and kind of like everything that you feel right now that was so profound, like in the moment it wasn't really profound, it was just like happening and like all that cool, like the how time can kind of distort your perception and stuff like that. And this is that idea of like, can you ever really be like truly happy without also longing for perhaps a better happiness that you might have had before or something like that. So here's Is There Really No Happiness. Love the synth in this. And the voice at the end is in fact Porter. He just edited it a lot. I think the next set will probably come in after this song, so, or perhaps during. So I'm gonna sign off. This has been Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry for a little bit of a lower energy set as well. I feel like maybe my narrative was all right, but wow, my probably have quite a monotone voice. I'm very, very drained today. But in any case, here is There Really No Happiness? I'm going to go a little over. Hopefully they forgive me. I love how distorted it is. Ah!